Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, author, and also insurance entrepreneur. I own the insurance agency, the Medicare Help Desk. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Our phone number, 850-632-0033. Today, we'll be covering all things Medicare Advantage in terms of what are the extra benefits? Get that question a lot. You know, what do I actually get with Medicare Advantage? What are all these extra value-added benefits they advertise? Because there's a ton of advertising spent in the Advantage arena, and a lot of people are just unclear maybe what's in it. How the plan works and the other benefits, how they function, how can I take advantage of it. So we'll kind of dig into that. If you're tuning in with us, I am an insurance broker, representative, consultant. I have my own practice called the Medicare Help Desk, where we help seniors with their Medicare coverage. And so that can take on many shapes and sizes, but Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplements, Part D prescription drug plans, and a lot of the ancillary benefits that a lot of folks don't think of, but life insurance, retirement planning, dental, vision, hearing, critical illness. So all those things I do help clients with. I do an unbiased review. That's why I'm a broker, represent over 30 companies, because it's important to represent all the big names and some of the smaller ones as well in the industry, because there's a lot of competition. I do business a lot here in Florida, of course, locally in Tallahassee, if you're listening to the show, and I do business in about 40 other states around the country. So I have a broad outreach. We are a national firm. So what we're going to do is just jump right into it today. The first segment, I'll kind of go over the Medicare Advantage plan, just high level real quick, and how it differs from a Medicare supplement, and what are these benefits, just high level. We'll get into more of the specifics. But Advantage plans are representative of either an HMO or PPO, okay? And so it's a managed care plan. Typically, they have no premium. There's a zero premium attached to it. They can have a premium, but the majority are zero in most markets, particularly here in Florida. And with that, you get all these extra benefits. And so if you're a senior, you get advertised all the time. So if you turn on the TV now, there's still commercials running. Even though the busy season is over for Medicare enrollment, the annual enrollment season, there's still a lot of special enrollment periods that people have. Or, of course, there's people that are new to Medicare and people that are moving to different counties, different marketplaces. So there's always opportunity for people to make changes, potentially, depending on their unique situation. But Advantage plans, there is a ton of advertising that's directed towards us, much more so than Medicare supplements. So you'll see, generally, if you see like a anything in the mail that you're getting, postcards, direct mail, a lot of the phone solicitations, other things online, pop-up ads, and particularly TV and radio, is directed towards Medicare Advantage. So these plans, like I mentioned, have a lot of value that they bring to the table. And we're going to unpack a lot of that in today's podcast. So one of the things that you'll see is the drug coverage, okay? Now, if you do a Medicare supplement, there is no drug coverage. They're not allowed to include it. You have to buy it separately. So when I present things to clients, I say, here's the two routes, here's the two models you could go with. Either Medicare Advantage, okay, which is going to have the drug coverage with it and everything else, kind of an all-in-one plan, an integrated policy, and it's one card. Or you can do traditional Medicare. Just keep your Medicare, add a prescription drug plan, add dental or vision or hearing. All those policies are separate. You're going to get a separate card, pay a separate premium. It is more expensive, but it's more comprehensive. But again, for a lot of people, the Advantage plan can make more sense when they look at all the value that it brings to these other benefits. So with the Medicare Advantage plan, it's going to integrate hospital, which is the Part A, your medical, your Part B, the prescription drug plan, which is the Part D, and then many, many other items, okay? But the drug coverage is the key piece that will differentiate them from a Medicare supplement. Medicare supplements aren't allowed to include prescription coverage whatsoever. So that's a good way to discern what type of plan you're looking at. If you're being advertised to, a lot of people are confused. There's so much complexity. But it's really not if you break it down and keep it simple. Advantage plans can include drug coverage, and they cannot. But for the most part, they do. I would say well over 90% of the Advantage plans in the marketplace have drug coverage. But a Medicare supplement will never have a drug plan, okay? Just the way it's structured. So it's easy to discern what you're kind of looking at. So with any Medicare Advantage plan, we're going to just kind of touch on some of these benefits, and there's a ton of benefits. So the first segment, I'll kind of finish with some of these different items As we get into the second segment, I'll spend a little more time on the rest of them. There's probably a dozen different items I'm going to go over with today. And none of these, with these benefits I'm going to go over, I'm not saying every single plan will have all these benefits. These are just at large different benefits that you can receive through a Medicare Advantage plan. Now, Advantage plans, of course, vary, right? So if you're here in Tallahassee, the plans are much different than they are even in, say, Fort Lauderdale, okay, or Tampa, or out of state, or on the West Coast. They're all different. And so I'm just going to give you some of the major ones. It doesn't mean every single Advantage plan is going to have all these benefits. Some do. Many of them do, but not always. And the amounts will vary, okay? So, you know, from one Advantage plan to the next, are they going to have most of these benefits? For the most part, yes, but not all of them. And again, they're going to vary. So some plans may give you only preventative dental, and that's it. So maybe two clinics a year and your x-rays and exams, and that's all they pay for. Others I've seen as high as $4,000. You know, that's not normal, but there are certain types of plans, if you meet the eligibility requirements, you could get dental of $4,000 a year, which would pay for most of your dentures. I mean, it's a huge difference, right? And there's everything in between, of course. There's some with, you know, $500 worth of, you know, benefit a year, $1,000, $2,000. It just varies. So I always tell people Advantage plans are kind of like a snowflake in a way. We don't get a lot of snow here in Florida, but the reference still works that snowflakes are supposed to be unique. They're all a little bit different. And that's the same concept with an Advantage plan, is that they're all a little bit different. And so you can't look at them. It's not standardized like a Medicare supplement. Plan G is Plan G. Advantage plans, all across the board, different copays, different networks, different added benefits, a lot of variance, right? So that's why you need a skilled agent or broker to help you evaluate that. And that's what I do with all of my clients. You can also call or text me if you have a question. It's 850-632-0033. Again, that's Justin, 850-632-0033. This is the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. So let's get into some of these specific benefits. I'll cover as many as I can. And then once we go to break, I'll come back and go over the rest of them. So one major component that that is prevalent in some areas, not all areas, but typically the bigger the market, okay, so the larger the population center. If you're in a metropolitan area, you're going to have more plans that provide this and a larger amount of it. And what I'm referring to is the Part B giveback, okay? So Part B giveback is essentially a credit. It's free money that the carrier, the insurance company, is going to provide on your Social Security check. And they know that you have to pay Part B. Everybody pays that. That's part of the with Medicare, it's part of the system. It's like a toll. The standard rate today is $148.50. All right. And so if you're going to be on Medicare, if you're not on Medicaid and the state's not paying it, majority of people have to pay this premium. There's no way around it, right? Just part of the system to get your Part B benefits. And to do a Medicare Advantage plan, you have to have A and B. The A is free. Part A of Medicare is typically free. Part B has this $148.50. So as an incentive, what a lot of the Advantage plans will do is to entice you into rolling into their plan is that they'll offer a give back or a credit, and this is a amount they put on your check each month. They just give you this money to help rebate and help, you know, cover the cost of your Medicare Part B premium that they know you have to pay. That amount can vary. Not all plans do this, okay? In Tallahassee, there's a couple, but say like Tampa or Fort Lauderdale, I mean, there's many, many plans that offer this give back. And many times it can be as much as $144 back. And that's what you'll see advertised in these commercials. It doesn't mean it means it's going to be like that in your particular area. It could be. We have to look. Again, it's dependent upon your city, which your zip code, and county. The county is the main benchmark, is how the plans are governed. So this is tremendous, because if you're paying for a supplement, you might be spending $130 to $170 a month for a supplement plan. And that's on top of your Medicare Part B. So that's why it's so compelling. With an Advantage plan, you pay nothing, zero, okay? Now, you still have to pay your Part B. Again, there's no way around not paying that. But this Part B giveback is designed to offset it. So it's a tremendous swing if you have a Medicare supplement. If you're paying a lot of money, you're not utilizing it, the Advantage plan will take you to zero, so you don't have to pay the supplement premium. And then they're going to pay you back on select plans if you can get one in your area. You know, a lot of times it's 50, 60, 70, 100. But in some markets, it's as much as $144. Almost the entire Part B premium is rebated. Tremendous benefit. So that's Part B credit, Part B give back. The other one was drug coverage, which we touched on earlier. That can take on many shapes and sizes. You definitely want to make sure you review the formulary of that specific drug plan to make sure that the drugs you take are covered by that Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan, okay? Because it's integrated. You can't like detach the drug plan and go find a better one. When you pick a Medicare Advantage plan, that is the plan of record. And so you take it with all its, you know, pros and cons. So whatever it is they're giving you for that drug plan, you've got to make sure it's going to work with your particular medications, okay? But it's included. So there's, if it's a zero premium plan with drug coverage, you're not paying for the drug plan. You're not paying for the plan itself. It's all zero premium. And if they offer a give back, that's money to boot back as well. And then you don't pay for that drug plan. So that's a big key component, is the prescriptions are included. So we'll just cover those two. As I get into the next segment, we're going to go to break here, pay some bills. On the next segment, we're going to cover all the line item benefits, and I've got a bunch of them. Okay, here is a ton. So just stay tuned. We'll be right back. Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. We'll be talking in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Grab a piece of something that you think is going to last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. Your host, Justin Colvin, where we discuss all things Medicare every Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. This is episode 6. Topic is Medicare Advantage plans. What value-added benefits are included? That's a common question I get from a lot of seniors, a lot of clients, is like, why should I pick an Advantage plan? What are all these extra benefits? What are all these TV commercials about, right? So we kind of talked about that a little bit in the first segment, just going over high level, what Advantage plans are, how they function, do you have to pay for them? As I mentioned before, you know, zero premium is typically the mantra. A few of them have premiums. If they do, they're very minimal, but most Advantage plans have a zero premium. And again, that doesn't mean you don't have to pay your Part B premium, as we've covered. That you always pay that. That's a requirement. The first couple benefits we went over in the first segment was the Part B give back. So as I mentioned, in some key markets, particularly the metropolitan areas, I mean, they can rebate a ton of that Part B premium up to $144. I just wrote a woman yesterday, a referral, and she was in Pompano Beach, which is down in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County. $144 give back. Tremendous. So it pays her almost her entire Part premium, all of it but $4. And she's a little tight on income. That's a huge boost for folks that are on very low, you know, fixed income. And, you know, she's got VA benefits. She doesn't even need a drug plan. So this Advantage plan had no drug coverage, which is fine because she doesn't need a drug coverage. She's got it through the federal government, through her former spouse's military benefits with the VA. So she receives that. But that just gives you one example. So that's the Part B give back. We covered that kind of more in detail in the first segment. Of course, prescription drug coverage, we touched on that earlier. That's one of the main critical components that's included. The next one I'll go through, it's kind of three items, and I kind of talk about them all together, but it's dental, vision, and hearing. Now, traditional Medicare, original Medicare, has never covered dental, vision, or hearing, okay? It's just the way it is. Now, let me preface that. With vision, they do cover vision, of course, if it's an ophthalmologist, which is an MD. If they're treating you for cataract surgery, glaucoma, you know, macular degeneration, etc., cornea transplants, these are heavy things. These are, you know, medical conditions. Of course, that's covered. That's Medicare and or the Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supplement plan that would take priority. What I'm speaking of when I talk about vision that's not covered is a optometrist, what they would perform. Okay, so what does an optometrist do? Not nearly as much, but they do the eye exam essentially and the corrective wear. So it could be glasses, contact lenses, frames, etc., just to correct your vision, right, your eyesight. So Medicare itself doesn't cover that. The Advantage plans do. Now, the amounts, again, will vary, but typically the way most of the plans work is that they're going to give you a free eye exam and then some allowance towards eyewear, again, being frames, lenses, contacts, etc. Usually it's $100 to $200, but I have seen plans as high as $400. But typically $100 to $200 is pretty standard, but this is a nice extra benefit that's just included. So if you spend $250 on a pair of glasses, then if the plan pays $100 or $200, well, then boom, it's free money. To help offset that cost. So these Advantage plans are great at saving you money in a lot of other little categories that people don't think about. And just you have to be proactive, obviously. You know, these plans are great with all the extra benefits, but if you're not going to utilize the benefits, then what's the point? That's the whole point of doing this. And so you have to just kind of stay on top of it and know your plan. I always recommend clients keep a copy of the summary of benefits. And when I deal with customers, I always send them a PDF version of the summary of benefits. And we call it the SOB. So it outlines everything. It's 15, 20 page long PDF document. Everything's in there. Copays, your drug coverage, you know, all the extra benefits, the dental, the vision, the hearing, how to utilize it. And that's good to keep on file because it reminds you, hey, this is what I've got in my plan. Now go out there and use it, right? And I also send out the star ratings and some other compliance documents. But if you are just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast, just covering all things Medicare. If you have a question as we're going through this material, feel free to call or text me. I get text messages on this number. It's 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. Or you can visit us online at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. You can send us a request on the Contact Us page. So moving on with some of these benefits, we just covered vision. I'll back up a step and go over the dental. Dental, again, similar to vision. It's going to vary, but most dental plans will cover $1,000 to $2,000 of annual coverage. I mean, that's the max they'll pay out, but that's, again, it's just bundled into the plan. You pay nothing for this. It comes with a zero premium advantage plan. Now, some are more limited. Again, as I mentioned, every plan's different. There's no uniformity. Each advantage plan is a little different, and they're going to be like a snowflake in a way, in that they're all going to be unique. And so with dental, I've seen as little as – I've seen some with no dental, okay? So they don't all include dental, but most of them do. But there's some that are more limited. Maybe they just provide preventative. So it's a couple cleanings a year, the x-rays, the exam, you know, just the preventative six-month checkups, and that's it, okay? So you have that all the way to, like, as much as $4,000 of benefit if you're on a special needs plan where you're getting Medicare and Medicaid, like people that are lower income dual eligible. But typically I would say $500. $750, $1,000, a lot of times $1,000 seems to be the most common amount that they give you, which is not bad. I mean, you're not paying anything. This is free dental coverage. And some could even go as high as $2,000. But $1,000 to $2,000 is probably where most of the dental plans fall within the Advantage space. The other nice thing about the dental is no waiting periods. Okay, I'm going to say that again, no waiting periods. If you purchase, and I write customers for standalone dental plans, many of them are going to have a waiting period of 12 months, unfortunately. For major dental work, which would be things like root canals, crowns, dentures, inlays, onlays, bridges, etc., they will not pay anything. Some will maybe waive the waiting period if you've had credible coverage. These are standalone dental plans I'm talking about that you would purchase. You wouldn't need this if you have Medicare Advantage, which has the integrated dental. But if you did a Medicare supplement and you wanted to add dental, this is what you're looking at. And you could spend easily $30, $40 a month for dental, if not more. This is all just provided for free by the Advantage plan. At zero premium, and they don't have a waiting period. So their dental is actually, in a lot of cases, more comprehensive than the dental you'd pay for separately. So another big reason people choose Advantage, again, dental, vision, and then hearing, also not covered by Medicare, never has been, unfortunately. Hopefully that'll change in the future, but hearing, what most of these Advantage plans will cover is a free hearing exam, all right? And then they'll provide some either type of an allowance towards hearing aids or a copay-based system. But either way, it's a significance. I've had clients use this and save thousands. I mean, hearing aids, you could spend a lot. You can easily spend $2,000 to $3,000 per hearing aid per ear. And so many times the copay I've seen could be $799 or $999. That's, I'm quoting like Humana, depending on the plan and the zip code. That's tremendous. I mean, that's less than half of the retail price. So you can see that can save you. I mean, if you need hearing aids, an Advantage plan makes a lot of sense for a lot of people. Is you can save a couple grand right there, you know, not to mention the vision and the hearing. So there's tremendous value just in these three categories, dental, vision, hearing. All right, so moving on, another benefit is Silver Sneakers, which is like a free gym membership. I know a lot of clients know about this because this is advertised very heavily. People kind of already know about it. They'll even call me and say, oh, does this include Silver Sneakers? Yes, almost all Advantage plans, for the most part, include the Silver Sneakers as just an integrated benefit, no cost, and it's a free gym membership. Now, you have to go to select gyms within the Silver Sneakers program. But it's pretty exhaustive. Just here locally in Tallahassee, we have a lot of the major chains like Planet Fitness, Anytime Fitness, et cetera. I don't know if the Y is included, but in certain markets, I have seen the YMCAs, and that's a big value because a lot of them are $50, $60 a month memberships. And if you belong to the Y and you're going to do an Advantage plan, well, you know, right there is an instant $50, $60 savings because you can just scratch your membership, cancel it, and use the free Silver Sneakers membership program. So a big benefit there. If you happen to live in a rural area where it's not so big, there's not a lot of gyms, they actually can, as an alternative, they'll include like home fitness videos or websites, meal planning. There's other things they can do to kind of provide some kind of value since there's not a lot of fitness locations in your particular area. That's if you're in a rural market. The next one on my list here, and I hope I can get to all these, there's so many of them. The next one is the OTC benefit, which stands for over-the-counter. benefits. And this is basically an allowance, an amount of money the plan will give you. And I've seen it vary, again, by plan, but it can be anywhere from $30 to $100 or more per quarter. Sometimes it's per month, but this is money you can use towards things you're going to spend with your own money. Things like vitamins, supplements, Band-Aids, cough syrup, pain medication, aspirin, cotton gauze, even hygiene products like floss and toothpaste, so many hundreds and hundreds of items. That just think about your local CVS, Walgreens, and the basic items you would get there. A lot of those items are on their approved OTC catalog list, and you would have information in your welcome packet that explains how to use this, but this is just free money. So if it's $50 a quarter, that's $200 a year that you can use to pay for stuff you're going to buy anyway, so just use the plan's money. Next one is the nurse line, which is like a 24/7 consultative phone number. And you just call this number if you have questions, and you can speak to either a nurse practitioner, registered nurse, and they can kind of give you a little bit of just insight into what's going on. Maybe not a firm diagnosis, not the same as a doctor, but a ton of value in terms of just kind of help pointing you in the right direction. And that's a free number to call 24/7. Teladoc, which is very in vogue, is included also with most Advantage plans. This would be very popular due to COVID, not being able to see your doctor in person. You can have a digital a visit with a doctor, and a lot of times it's zero copay or very minimal. It's sometimes less than the copays to see a doctor in person. This is included. Also, alternative therapies like chiropractic, acupuncture, and other holistic medicine and modalities are included with the Medicare Advantage plans, typically some kind of small copay, and that, again, varies by plan, varies by region. Free COVID testing, free COVID vaccine, almost all the plans are doing that, every single one of them. And then many of them have like a food card. Now, this is not standard on all plans, but if you're lower income, you get Medicaid or QMB or some kind of subsidy, many of them will include like a food card every month, $25-$50 a month of just money to use towards food choices. That's typically a lower income market, but that's another one. And there's so many more. I hadn't even really scratched the surface. There's so many different benefits. So if you have more questions, and I'm sure you do, or you want me to kind of continue this conversation and go over these other additional benefits I didn't have time to cover, you can always call me or text me. Again, 850-632-0033. It's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. You can also visit my website, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. We appreciate our listeners. Thanks for today, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks so much.